It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today, I've got Tina Henry. She is with Carbon County Tourism. We're going to talk, we've been talking, you know, forever about different stuff, but we're going to talk about an event that is coming up really quick. It is the Fall ATV Jamboree. Tina, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Dave, for having me.
Let's talk about it because it's coming up pretty darn quick, isn't it?
It is. Registration ends on September 1st. So this is actually our second annual Fall Jamboree. Last year, we called it the Fall ATV Ride. We did a one-day event. It was great. We had over 70 people that came and rode, 37 machines. We had a great time, went up Bruin Point, you know, down to 9 Mile, and I thought, you know what, we need to grow this. Everyone has a jamboree, and all the different counties and cities, and they're very successful. So with 250 miles of ATV trails, OHV trails, we need to be doing an event like this. So it is coming up. It's September 26th through the 29th. And registration ends on September 1st, so we're encouraging everybody to jump online and get registered as soon as possible.
Okay, now last year you said you just did the one ride.
Yes.
This year you've expanded it a little bit, and it's going to be 3 days.
Yes, super excited.
So 3 days of nothing but riding four-wheelers and eating good food and having a good time. Let's talk a little bit about the different rides that you're going to offer.
Awesome. So we do start Thursday, September 26th. It's opening ceremonies day. And everybody can come anytime during that day to pick up their registration packets. But we'll start at 7 a.m. We're offering three smaller rides on Thursday. And that's just for people to test out. So we're doing the Gordon Creek Waterfall ride that day. We're doing a ladies-only ride. And then we're doing a Spring Canyon ghost ride. So really fun. And then that night, after everybody's done riding, we welcome them back to the event center where they get their meal included. We're going to have sausages, sides, and s'mores and live entertainment with the Jeff Kill Band. So super excited about that. And then we'll start every day, Friday, Saturday. We'll have free, you know, continental breakfast is included every morning with your registration. So from 7 a.m. to about 7:45 a.m., we'll do continental breakfast. Shout out to the Chamber, who's going to be helping us with that. And then we'll do our daily drawings, and then everybody will leave again. So you're able to go online and choose your ride for each day. And then Sunday, we're closing it, and it'll be closing ceremonies with an OHV rodeo out there at the fairgrounds, where it's going to be a kind of a skills and timed event. And Castle Country OHV is overseeing that. So it'll be a lot of fun, I think.
And you were telling me you're going to have, you will have the Bruin Point ride again.
Yes, definitely. That's super popular. I mean, it's one of our favorite trails in the trail system. So we'll do the Bruin Point ride. Wellington, Mayor Joan Powell is guiding the ladies only ride. So she has her special own little trails out there in Wellington. She'll be taking everyone on. We're doing, Sheriff Jeff Wood is sponsoring a ride for me. And so we're doing a sheriff's ride. Everyone will go out to North Spring Shooting Range. Right out there, they'll get to do a shoot. There'll be a Dutch oven lunch served by the Sheriff's Department and their posse. We have the Spring Canyon Ghost Town Ride. So Castle Country OHV will be doing that. You'll learn the history about Spring Canyon and the ghosts in Spring Canyon. And you know, like I said, the Gordon Creek Waterfall Ride. And then we do have an advanced, more advanced ride, which is the Diff Hanger up by Pinnacle Peak. So,
okay. What about, you had mentioned before an Emery County
How could
Chamber
I forget?
Ride.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So I reached out to the Emery County commissioners,
right.
Commissioner Conover, and he has been really great. And I said, hey, you know, it was really shortly after the Lands Bill that we started to, I started to plan for this event. And so many people are like, oh, you can't ride in the swell anymore. It's all ruined out there. And I knew that wasn't true because I've been, you know, read up on the Lands Bill. And so I reached out to Commissioner Conover and I said, what do you think about Emery County sponsoring a ride to show people that, hey, you still can ride your ATVs and OHVs down here. And he was all for it. So he, Emery County is sponsoring a ride. There's a commissioner ride on Saturday. You will get to see the Devil's Racetrack, the Eva Conover Trail, and they are providing lunch too. So you got to get online. CastleCountryTrails.com is where you will go. Click register. You can register for the whole weekend for $100. You can do half a weekend, which is Friday and Saturday only for $55. Or we have a $25 day ride, which is really great for locals. So we want the locals to come out. And let's try to grow this event and make it a great one so we can continue to have it.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, too, on top of everything else.
I know.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, so if they need to, if they want to do this, how do they get in touch with you, or where do they need to go to get that taken care of?
So www.castlecountrytrails.com. You can go on there and register. If you have any questions, you can call me at 435-636-3701 at the County Tourism Office. I'm happy to answer any questions. And, yeah, get registered. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have some wonderful prizes, too. So.
Well, and you were saying also that registration closes on the 1st. You will take day of registration.
The only
problem is you won't get the shirt and you won't, and your meals won't be provided to you, correct?
Correct. You can register the day of the event. I will be at the event center all day on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can come and register, but you might miss an opportunity because we have to cap the rides at 30 machines. So if a ride that you really want to ride is booked, you'll have to bump over into where there's an opening, and you'll have to provide your own lunches on the rides, and then you won't be able to participate in the welcome dinner. So you'll, I think it's better to register.
Do it early.
Before. Yeah.
Get it taken care of. All right, Tina, it sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like you're planning on having a lot of fun.
Yes, yes, for sure.
And hopefully a lot of other people are going to come and have a lot of fun too.
For sure.
All right, Tina, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen to Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.